Let's take 138.
Amend contract with R&H Construction Company in the amount of $151,250 to complete additional emergency structural repairs to St. John's Racquet Center.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor, and in response to your riff, pick me.
Okay, I love that spirit.
Let's talk at our next meeting. Again, we are back here to discuss the St. John's Racquet Center. I authorized an emergency declaration for a $450,000 construction contract on December 12th of 2014 to allow R&H Construction to undertake emergency structural repairs at the St. John's Racquet Center. This is another great public nonprofit partnership, but the asset is owned by Portland Parks and Recreation and the people of Portland. This emergency ordinance before you today increases the amount of the construction contract to cover additional needed repair work that was discovered during the initial repair process, something I relate to because I was having a fairly minor correction done to some structural issues on my house, and it's turned into this major, when you find stuff that's gone rotten, you need to get rid of the rotten stuff and put good stuff in instead. That's the summary of what we're doing at the St. John's Racquet Center. Kia will tell you about it in much more technical terms. The maintenance has been deferred over several years due to competing demands for our very limited maintenance dollars. But we do need to complete what we've started, and while we're actually making these repairs, to correct the other structural challenges that need to be repaired. So the money is coming out of the ongoing major maintenance fund that Council allocates every year in the budget. And Keo Sally, our capital projects team manager, will give us more details.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. Again, my name is Kia Selly. I'm the Planning, Development, and Asset Manager for Portland Parks. So I'm here to request your approval of a contract amendment for emergency structural repairs to the St. John's Racquet Center. The amount is $151,250. This will create a total construction contract of $650,000. And we are requesting this by emergency ordinance so that we can continue the repair work. For those of you that have participated in construction projects, you'll know that asking your contractor to leave the site, demobilize, and then come back later costs a lot more. So what we've been doing between the time that we found out about this need and the time that we were before you today is we've been having that contractor work on other things. So again, this is so that we can continue our work without delay. We found these repairs during our early renovation efforts that we started in December, and they just simply weren't visible during our pre-construction inspection without really invasive investigation. On one wall, we actually had insulation that we pulled apart somewhat, but we didn't want to rip all of the insulation off the wall and completely damage the wall. On the other side of the wall, we had offices with drywall and other types of improvements, so we simply couldn't get to these inner wall cavities without pulling everything apart, which we did during the renovation that we started in December. So we have deferred this maintenance. It's a 1979 building. It's basically a metal building with three tennis courts in the interior and some offices. And the community uses these tennis courts in St. John's, but our partner, our nonprofit partner, Portland After School Tennis and Education, they run their program out of this building. And before we started this renovation work, they literally had buckets collecting water inside the building. The building had really deteriorated to a level where we would either have to stop the program or do the work we're doing today. So this nonprofit helps K-12 students by providing tutoring, they provide tennis lessons, they provide nutrition and fitness curriculum, parent education, and then a development program for those kids that really excel at tennis. They have invested $80,000 in in-kind donations as well as cash, both into the renovations we're doing today, as well as looking to improve the building to better serve their program, which will basically increase the value of the building for us. As Commissioner Fritz mentioned, we are going to fund this work with existing major maintenance funds.
Great. Thank you very much. Questions from Ms. Selly? Thank you. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, we'll take a roll call on the emergency ordinance.
Fritz?
Thanks again to Kia and to Dale Cook, our capital projects team manager, and to all of our great staff in Portland Parks and Recreation. Also, our nonprofit partners, the Portland After School Tennis and Education Organization, and RNH Construction, who are doing a good job. Aye.
Fish?
And Kia, I owe you an apology. What I meant to say earlier was that Director Abate and you were selected in part because of your outstanding background in design and management of complex projects. So thank you for your good work. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
I have two complaints that are only tangentially related to this project, but I want to take this opportunity to voice them because I don't think I'll have another opportunity. One is, we're talking about St. John's. Dennis Theralt, a resident of St. John's, is here, and he's about to betray the city by leaving coverage of City Hall to covering the state legislature, so I want to launch my objection to that. Second, I have an issue with the Parks Bureau, again, an unrelated issue, which recently printed a list of 12 broadleaf evergreen street trees you should plant, two of which are magnolias, but none of which are the sugar magnolia celebrated by the Grateful Dead. And given the large deadhead community in this city, I think that there's an oversight that should be corrected. I brought it to Director Abate's attention. I now bring it to Commissioner Fritz's attention. Aye.
Hales.
I'm not going to try to top that. Other than that it's kind of, it's at least heartening in this case that in two different reports this week of leaking buildings and soggy insulation, we're at least fixing some of it. Aye.